Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 5th of February. I'm Sarah, the Vicar of St John's, and it's great to see you because I did not go to church this morning. The last few days I came down with a bit of a winter thing, so I thought I should follow our own good advice about not coming to church if you've got a respiratory infection or some such similar thing. Fortunately, Heather was due to preach anyway, and Bryce was due to deacon. So we were able to ask Bryce to preside, and we carried on as normal. Fabulous. That's just what we should be able to do. Strength in depth, a ministry team, and a talented and committed church community. I've even had a pastoral visit of some food. My, my. Thank you, St. John's. And thank you, Vanessa. It also explains why I'm wearing my hoodie. I'm just trying to keep a little warmer than usual. St. John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of the St. John's community today, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, whether you're with us in real time or on catch up, you're welcome here. It's good to have you with us. Speaking of which, I can see there are several people with us on the live stream, but I don't appear to be getting any messages through because we usually say if you'd like to check in by putting your name and location in the comments on Facebook or YouTube, I'll try to welcome you personally. And none of those seem to be coming through this afternoon. We don't often have glitches on the live stream, but perhaps this is a little glitch here. If you can't put the messages through to me, we'll carry on as normal, of course, because being together is the thing. But maybe they'll all come through at once, just at the end of the live stream. Who knows? Anyway, if you can, do please stay with us to the end of the service. We've got some photos and a video of Grace Cafe, our new initiative. So I usually now at this point say, who do we have online here today? And I do not have any idea at all. So I'm simply going to welcome you to the live stream, whether you're on the internet or whether you listen on the phone. And I know that several people do each week listen on the phone, so I'm going to name them. Hello to Alwena and Norma, Joyce and Vanette. Hello to Christabel. Hello to Iris, Jane and Jane's friends, and to Dorothy. Hello to Marion and hello to Wendy. Each and every one of you is welcome. Before we go any further, on behalf of the whole St. John's community, I'd like to wish Susan Hamer a happy birthday for a couple of days ago, and also to wish a happy birthday to Fiona for a few days' time. And so, friends, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a moment to reflect on when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the third Sunday of Lent. It's recorded for us by Heather in the vestry this morning, and it's read for us by our very own Bryce.
Almighty God, who alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity, Give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 58 of the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's the first 12 verses of chapter 58, in fact, and it's read for us today by one of our church wardens, Ruth.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 12. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rearguard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in.
Thank you, Ruth. Now here's Heather with this week's address.
I think this reading from Isaiah is absolutely marvellous. From the start, we are left in no doubt what the message is. The prophet is ordered to shout like a trumpet and tell the people of Israel how rebellious they have been. You may question its relevance for today, but stick with me and we'll see how it applies to us. God is really fed up with their rebellion and with their self-serving ways. It seems like the people are merely going through the motions of living a godly life. They are fasting and appearing to humble themselves, even bowing down and lying in sackcloth and ashes. But God is angry. It appears that what they are doing is just empty ritual. They even seem to be complaining that God is ignoring what they're doing. Why do we fast but you do not see? Why humble ourselves but you do not notice? This really misses the point. Parading yourself before God, hoping God notices how good you're being, is not the way to live. Because it's all for show. They're fasting, but oppressing their workers and fighting amongst themselves at the same time. So what should they be doing? Helpfully, Isaiah provides them with a list. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? And the people of Israel knew all this. The law, as we have it written in the Old Testament, told them to care for the needy, the orphan and the widow, among other things. But they seemed more concerned with ritual and with appearance, with looking as if they were doing the right thing, than actually doing the right thing. So why should this matter to us today? These people lived thousands of years ago in a different part of the world. They even had a different religion. Well, it very much matters to us, primarily because it mattered to Jesus. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is clear. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfil. Jesus believed that those laws were relevant in his time and they formed part of his mission. So they are relevant in our time too. We can come to the service, take communion, sing the hymns, but we should also carry that mission in our hearts. What we do here isn't meant to stay here. We have to take it out there, to our families and friends, to our workplaces, to the shops and the streets. We will never solve all the problems of the world. We won't even be able to solve all the problems of our own communities. But we can be, and we should be, good news to the people we meet and the people we love.
Thank you, Heather. Well, we now come to the time of intercession in this service. And I usually say, if there's anything on your heart or on your mind that you'd like us to pray for today, anyone or any issue, please put it into the comments on YouTube or Facebook and we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. This week, although I can see people are joining us on the live stream as usual, I'm not getting any messages through. In fact, I have just had a message which says, there's an error loading messages. Well, I sort of knew that already, but it does confirm that you may be tapping things in and I may not be able to see it. So we'll see what happens during this next segment, which is where we remember that we are a praying and a prayerful community. We've promised to pray with and for each other. So if you can, do type your intentions in. It may be that actually what happens is, after the service, we use those intentions for our prayers this week. But it will do no harm for us just all to centre ourselves, to think about the issues that we have on our heart and the things that we would like to bring before God today.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hi. My name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today. Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Holy God, we continue to pray for countries where there is war and violence. And we continually hold in our hearts and in our prayers, and we bring before you the people of Ukraine, the people of Myanmar, especially the Rohingya people, the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan. We pray for all places where there are injustices. We pray that your love and your peace may reign, O God. With Heather, we pray for Reverend Steve, who's suffering from long COVID. And with Mary, we pray for her cousins, Sally and Rex. And we join our prayers with her prayers for the people of Ukraine. We continue to pray for Norma and for Ollie's grandfather, Barry, for Vanessa's friend, Val, for Nosheen and her mother, and for Marilyn. We pray too for John. We hold before God those who have died recently, and amongst them Peter's uncle Ted, Glenys' friends Brian and Anne, Paul Davies, Lynn Frampton, and Oswald. And we pray for those who miss them and mourn for them. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's, even though we couldn't quite interact in the way that we're used to doing. If you'd like to join us for evening prayer at 5 o'clock one weekday evening, drop me an email and I'll send you the secret key. Do join us next week if you can in St. John's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and online for our live stream at 4 o'clock, or 1 hour later on demand on the phone on 02920 101 565. That's 24 hours a day on demand, 02920 101 565. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and each one of you is very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing now for each and every one of us. the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. We wish each one of you a holy, gentle, and blessed week. Next week, we'll be marking Creation Sunday, and I'm back preaching. We'll end, as ever, with some photos from the week and some video. Our closing photo is of Bryce as he stepped in and presided for us this morning. I took the photo when he presided for the first time at St. John's during Advent, which is why his chasuble is purple. There's also a photo of the choir rehearsing, which Heather took for us this morning. And I'm going to play a video which I made this week about our Grace Cafe, which is our free cafe. It's free to anyone each week who needs to have free refreshments. There are also a few pictures of me presiding at Llandaff Cathedral last Thursday night as they celebrated the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.